and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 2, entitled The Dam. It's written by Matthew Negrin and Channing Tal and directed by Rosemary Rodriguez.
Right.
All three have worked on the show in the past, so let's get to it, Gary. What did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a great episode. It was pretty good. I loved it. But there's a reason we didn't do the Instacast. I loved it, but I don't know if I'm in love with it anymore. I mean, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Because last episode, I was listening to it and I said I loved it also. I said it was a great episode. Blase, blase. But a couple of days later, or at the time I was listening to it, I was like, damn, could I watch the episode again? And the answer was no. I couldn't watch the first episode again. And this one, yeah, it's a couple of days into it, but it's still the same thing. I don't know if I can watch it again. So I love the episode, but I don't know if I'm in love with the episode.
I'm going to say I didn't really care for the episode. I'm not going to go as far as saying that it was bad. It just didn't. It didn't pull me in. Like, at the end of the episode, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, that was so good. It was almost like this same old bullshit. Like, that's kind of what I thought. Like, I don't know. It's just, maybe I'm just done with the show. Like, I'm thinking of shows like Heroes back in the day. I was obsessed with Heroes. Absolutely loved Heroes. I would say it was my favorite
show.
Well,
we were obsessed with Walking Dead.
I know. And then eventually, did I ever even finish the Heroes shows? No, I stopped. I eventually just stopped watching. And you think back to like that time where I was like the biggest Heroes fan. I would never known someone to tell me if they said, hey, you stop watching Heroes. I'm like, no way. I love Heroes. But somehow it lost me. And I'm starting to feel that right now with Walking Dead. Like, you know, a year or 2 years ago, if you would have asked me if I would stop watching Walking Dead, even now when I hear people say they stopped watching, I'm like, well, how can you stop watching? You came this far. Why would you stop watching now? And I'm not there, but it doesn't do it for me. They need to wrap it up. Like, they need to go ahead.
I don't know if they need to wrap it up. They need to speed it up.
Speed it up. Yeah, do what Game of Thrones did. Or even at this point, if they announce, hey, we have two more seasons of Walking Dead, maybe that would excite me because I'm like, okay, there's an end game. But like, I just feel at this point like, damn, I've invested so much time in this show. When's the end game for it? You know, I just need the end game at
this point. Well, I was talking to somebody just today and they were like, yeah, what do you feel about The Walking Dead? How are you feeling about it? I said, yeah, it's good. It's pretty good so far. They say, yeah, for me, it's just the same thing. I mean, they're in trouble. They get out of trouble. They get caught. They get uncaught. They're in trouble. They get out of trouble. And I'm thinking about then, I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's why the excitement's not there, because it's like, I know what's going to happen. It's like, I know that, you know, they're going to go to war, but they're going to come out on top eventually.
Right.
Or towards the end.
We may lose some B or C players, but we're not going to lose any of the A cast. And by the A cast, I mean like the Rick,
We're not going to lose an A or a B.
Yeah. Well, Eric possibly. Well, Eric is not a B. He's more of a C.
Man, Eric's like a fucking. Yo, get out of here with that. Okay, well, who's Eric's like an F player. I mean,
Aaron is like a B player.
I mean, this is his first speaking lines. He had his first speaking lines like last season when he said, yeah, I love you, Aaron, or whatever he said. But this episode, he had like his second speaking lines.
Right.
So you can't put him up there with an A, B, or C, D.
I guess Aaron would be like a B, is like B a character, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with you.
I mean, I think a B could die, but I don't see an A dying. Like, if they want to impress me, Rick needs to die. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but
Well, we can't say that because A characters have died before.
Yes, sort of.
It's not sort of. Well, the reason you say sort of is because they teased us with it so long to where we was like just ready. Like, just go ahead and take them. You already done teased us with them twice. Take them.
Yeah, because the Glenn thing. It was like, I wasn't sad. I got sad 3 episodes prior when you guys fake killed him. So
when you fake killed him, do you fake it again?
Yeah, they fake killed Glenn twice. Because remember when Nicholas... Yeah.
Now when he finally died, we're like, okay.
Right. I mean, the Tyrese killing, I would say, was pretty cool because it came out of nowhere and it was like the stupidest death. Like, he's just standing there and then a walker comes up and bites him. Like, so I kind of like that death. I don't know what I said at the time, but I kind of like it looking back because it wasn't like some big, you know, hero moment or anything like that.
And everybody hates Chris Carter.
Oh shit, season 5 was a really good Noah? Season. Yeah.
Like, he just died out the blue.
Yeah. Let's just say season 5 has probably been one of the best seasons. That was a good season. But
it was.
Going back to now, like, even when Rick was fighting that guy at the end, the father, I'm guessing, of Gracie, and it's like bullshit like that. Like, we'll get into the dislikes and likes, but I thought, I was like, man, if they kill Rick right now, episode 2, I'll be impressed. Like, they'll have me. Like, just do it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I hate Rick. I love Rick. But, like, you guys got to show me that people are really in danger. Like, when Rick's fighting that guy, I don't ever think, oh, no, Rick, get him. Like, because why? He's going to get him. He's going to kill him. Don't matter if this guy is like an MMA fighter. It don't care what this guy's profession is. Like, Rick will kill him. So,
this guy is a trained professional assassin. But Rick's going to get him.
Rick's going to get him. So it's just like, show me something different. Surprise me. And that's the thing. They're not surprising me anymore. I'm just watching. And maybe, you know, who knows? They need to surprise me.
Absolutely right.
So.
That when Rick is fighting somebody, I don't even get nervous anymore. I don't say, oh, no, he might get the best of Rick. We already know who's going to win that fight.
Right. Man, I think the last time I got scared for Rick was in, like, season 4 when he was hiding under the bed. And those bad guys, the guys that Daryl had hooked up with for a little bit, the claimed guys.
Yeah.
I was scared then. And that's because I didn't know no better.
You were still young.
Yeah, young, I'm like, child. Oh, poor Rick, don't hurt him. And now here we are 5 seasons later. It's like, man, I mean, 4 seasons later, whatever, how many seasons later, shit ain't going to happen. So, anywho, moving forward, we will discuss our likes, our dislikes, and any listener letters, and then we have an award and prediction. I mean, I'm not going to go and say I hate the show. Don't get me wrong. It's just, surprise me, you know? That's all I'm saying. Surprise me.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It's pretty late. It's Halloween night, so.
And my character for Halloween?
What was it?
Pastor Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Pastor Gabriel for Halloween.
Yeah, Gary was Pastor Gabriel for Halloween. I was Michonne last year for Halloween, but this year I was actually Handmaid's Tale. So shout out to if anyone knew that, because only like 50% of people got my costume. So,
I mean, nobody got my costume. Yeah. I mean, people come like, yo,
Pastor.
They're like, are you a pastor or somebody? I'm Pastor Gabriel.
Yeah.
Fuck you talking about?
You should have been shitting your pants, then they would have realized.
Right. See, that my diaper or something.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, shout out Pastor Gabriel. I decided to be him this Halloween because I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die this episode.
Yeah. We need to start looking at the next week's episode preview so we can kind of have a better idea of who to predict.
Right.
Because I don't even think we still, I haven't seen next week's preview, or did I?
Yeah, we saw it.
All right. Well, let's get to it. First on the likes list, the lady savior who was in charge, we really liked her. Like,
yep.
When it first showed her, she didn't even seem like the typical savior. Like, you know how this typical savior is just like straight douchebag asshole just walking around being an asshole for no reason. Like, I mean, she kind of was a jerk to that guy, but she was like real professional. Like, you know, hey, we got to get shit done. Jerk. Yeah, she was a professional jerk. So we liked that. We liked how aware she was when she was calling people on the intercoms and or the walkie talkies. And I left at the end, the music and everything they were playing in that scene. And then when she
I think that's what we love about it the most.
Okay.
That she noticed.
Yeah.
There was something wrong and she knows it was wrong right away. And she was like, hold on. It just doesn't feel right. Let me make these calls. She called one person. They didn't answer.
Second person.
Then she finally called a person and say, hey, lock it down.
Right. Shit ain't right.
She was aware.
Yeah. So I like that. I mean, I've always said this, but I'll say it again. The Walking Dead does a really good job with their villains. Like, are these one-off people? Like, because she dies. But they did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it correct. That they do a great job with their one-off villains.
Mm-hmm.
Their one-off villain is always perfect.
Right.
But it's easier to write a perfect villain when you only have to write it for one episode.
Yeah, you don't have to go deeper into their storyline or their history or whatever.
Like, if you had to drag a Negan along, which Negan, I love Negan, but this, you have your diaper on. I'm tired of Negan already.
Yeah.
But these one-off episodes, they write them in perfectly.
Right.
They're always on point. They're smart. They're aware. And they're really villains. They're trying to get his job done.
So our group coming in full blazing was a big like as well. They, you know, I don't know if they, yeah, it's the same cars I had last week, but just seeing them come again, like right when she's talking, like shut everything down, shut the stairwells down, like boom, they come in and it's like, they're just coming in. And then to see that they had a plan on, and to realize their plan later on was pretty amazing. Like, you know,
it was dope.
We don't have to come in and kill everyone. Just need to kill a few and let the walkers do the rest.
Right.
So I like that. All right. So the two men who offer to cover Morgan are the ones who end up dying. I liked it only because I didn't notice it the first time when they offered. I mean, I did, but it didn't mean anything to me. And then the second time we were watching, I noticed that they are the ones that actually die. They're like, hey, we'll protect you. And I thought it was corny that Morgan's like, I don't die. I thought of like.
I love that part that Morgan said, I don't die.
So maybe he, I don't know. Like, do you think he thinks he's like invincible or
no, he's using the secret. Yeah, we learned about it. Oprah told us about the secret. We learned about it.
All those books he's reading when he was with Eastman. So
Oprah said that read the secret in her book club, that if you think it, it should be.
Yeah.
If you speak it, it should be. And he said, I do not die.
All right. For a minute there, I thought he was going to die. Because remember, like, Oberyn Martell, he's like, today's not the day I die, or whatever he said. For some reason, Morgan said, I don't die. I was like, oh, shit, Morgan's going to die. So I'm surprised. I was happy that they didn't, like, you know, kill him this episode.
Yeah. Surprise. But speaking about the walkers and how they came in, we don't have to do it, the walkers do it. We have a reader's letter about that. Which, that's a question that we asked before last season, which we haven't really got a real answer for. But hey, we'll speak on it.
All right. Next is protect the king. And then the king was like, no, protect yourself.
Right. I love that part.
Yeah, that was good.
First of all, I love that part because the hand of the king is really a hand of the king. He is committed.
Yeah,
he protect is. Your king.
Yeah.
He's fighting. He's in full character.
Yep.
And the king like, hold up, this is real shit right now. Yeah. It's really going down. Protect yourself.
Right. I did enjoy that. I did.
I love that part.
All right. So I know you kind of have a lot to say as far as if Dwight was, like, how much of the truth he was telling him. He clearly gave him a lot of the truth. But at the same time, in the end of the episode, they still didn't find any guns. So could he have given him 5 truths and a lie? Like, I don't know.
I don't know if he fully can trust Dwight.
I like it that Daryl clearly doesn't, because he's like, man, he's Daryl remembers. Yeah.
I don't know what movie I seen that on or what show I seen on, like, we remember. But Daryl clearly remember. And he remember the asshole Dwight was. He knows he done been through the compound. He know Dwight ain't shit.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm on Team Daryl. And I know, you know, you may be listening like, yeah, we been on Team Daryl. But I'm on Team Daryl as far as, I don't trust Dwight. I don't believe that he's given us the full information. He gave us a lot, enough to trust him. But I think he's still leading us to a trap. And I may be wrong, but I think I'm right.
All right. I mean, it's possible due to the fact that they didn't find the guns. And then, like, could guns even be there? The baby was there.
Well, we don't know if they found guns or not because it was cut off short. Yeah. It was cut off when he found the guy that he was with in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we never seen Daryl again after Daryl done went into like the little prison room or the little stage room.
Right.
With the sandwich, the handcuffs, and all the other shit.
Okay. But I like Daryl calling him a piece of shit. All right, next on the likes list, and I don't know why this is a like, but I kind of think it's a like because I think it's some foreshadowing. Like, if we go back to, I think, season 2, because it was when Shane was still alive, and Walking Dead likes to do this. Like, remember they looked at the walkers? If you think about it, it's stupid. But they looked at the walkers, and they're like, hey, I don't notice a bite mark on them. And that was, like, them foreshadowing that when you die, you'll wake back up and become a walker.
Right.
Like, you think about it, like, y'all examining walkers if they have bite marks to see how they turned to a walker? I don't know.
Yeah.
So this week, they kind of did something like that. So I'm kind of excited to what may possibly come. So it's a like without having even knowing what's going to come. But that's Ezekiel. And he's like, you know, something about that walker that Jerry killed. And Ezekiel's like, man, you kind of fucked him up or something. Oh, he's fucked up. And Jerry smiles and he goes, no, I'm talking about before said, you.
What Ezekiel said is, I wonder what was his demise. Like, he wondered what happened to that walker. Because that walker looked fucked up.
Well, that's what I mean.
That walker, like, he, you know, he was dripping, skin hanging, this, that, other. So that's what Ezekiel was saying. Like, he wondered what happened to that. So is it foreshadowing something?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think. The fact that they brought it up, like, oh, I wonder, like, wondering out loud the bullshit, you know, like, I wonder what happened to that walker. And you, it's like, y'all seen a lot of crazy, weird-ass walkers, you know?
But, yeah, that walker right there was, like, extra weird.
No, it is. So that's why I think it's foreshadowing, which is why I like it. It may come to
So do you think there's another weapon they have? The Saviors?
Well, we know they have the little dynamite, whatever the bullshit's called. I don't know. The thing they stole from Daryl. The
rocket launcher.
The rocket launcher, but yeah.
That wasn't a regular rocket launcher. Well, shit, I don't know. I ain't been through the rocket launcher world. But that doesn't look like the regular... Well, I'm pretty sure a rocket launcher put you in pieces. So that wasn't a regular rocket launcher weapon.
You know, I'm sorry. When we're talking about rocket launchers, I just thought of, like, why didn't... You know what I'm about to say?
Yeah.
Why didn't Negan and them, like, go up to Alexandria with the rocket launchers and, like, point it, like, on Dobby and Miz? Do we have a problem? Like, just point the shit. Because I'm, like, thinking, why haven't those rocket launchers come out yet? Like, you guys have them.
Man, that's a game changer.
Yes! Like, I don't even understand when Negan came out with his bat. He should have came out with the rocket launcher. And, like, do we have a problem?
Y'all, you about to shit your pants.
You know? Go back home. Like, you guys got 5 seconds to go back home with your little guns or this rocket launcher is going out. I mean, I don't know exactly how a rocket launcher works or whatever. Maybe they may not have the tool to launch it.
We've
I don't know.
Seen how it works on those bikers.
Yeah. Yeah, because Daryl was able to launch it or do whatever he did.
Yeah,
so.
Daryl put it out on the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more bikers.
No, no more bikers. Nothing. No it's more like, bikes.
No more bikes. No nothing.
So, I just thought that'd be funny if, like, they actually use that because they have it. So, okay. So, anywho, that was a, like, seeing hopefully maybe something will come of it. As far as this weird, crazy beat-up walker or whatever. All right, next we have Ezekiel. And I believe he was talking to Jerry. Because remember, they heard the Saviors on the phone on the walkie-talkie. And they realized they know that they're coming.
Yes.
And I love that. I don't know if it was this scene or not. But Ezekiel said, there will be no fantasies of failure this day. Maybe it was when he was talking to Carol. Whatever it was, but I liked him saying that. They're, like, we're not even going to think about failing.
That's when he was talking to Carol.
Okay.
Because Carol was like, hold on, you're a little too confident.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't say it, but that was she said it. Right, about saying right. It. And he was like, there will be no fantasies of failure. Ezekiel is on point. He know you got to fake it till you make it.
I liked him saying that. I mean, I'm still kind of over this whole Ezekiel being the extra.
I'm not. I love Ezekiel. That confidence level is high. He's in character. If he died, he want to die doing something that he loved.
Yeah, okay, but we see that he kind of likes Carol, and, like, it seemed like towards the end, Carol's, like, smiling, like, as if she's finding his, you know, personality, like, sexy, or, I don't know, she likes it. I just don't see how.
You already know she likes it.
Is that, like, that person that would get on my nerves, like, the whole time. Like, you're extra. Can you just sit down and chill? Like, he don't look like he has a chill mode. Like, he just looks like he's always
on. He don't need
on.
A chill mode. He needs to be on.
Like, every conversation's gonna
we
be like that.
We in war right now.
I just couldn't. I'm like, shut the
well,
fuck up, Ziegler.
You already know every conversation is not like that. Because he stepped out of character when he said, you gotta fake it till you make it.
Right. All right.
He stepped out of character. So you know that he's doing this for his people. He knows that he got to hype them up. He's hyped up. Let's go. He wouldn't have died doing something that he loved doing. It.
I mean, I like some parts of it. Other parts, it was just kind of like he was annoying as hell. So
this episode was a good episode. When we first seen it, we were excited. But then the real telltale sign is, can I watch it again?
Yeah. Or watching it again.
When I watch it again, will I feel the same way?
Right.
And The Walking Dead hasn't produced the episode yet that you could feel that way, like, the same way both times. Well, not yet, but I'm this season.
I mean, I liked last week's episode.
We're only two episodes in.
Yeah, though. I mean, I liked last week's episode. Did I like it as much the second time? Maybe not as much, but I mean, I still liked it. Do I want to watch it again right now? No, probably not, but you know.
But you know what, though? I can watch them kill the Glenn like 50 times. Nah. I can see that episode like 100 times. That episode is like a movie within itself.
The episode where Glenn dies? Which time when Glenn dies? Like the final time?
Moving on.
All right, so.
All of them.
Next on your list, like, is Sheba coming out. That was one of your likes.
I love that shit. Yo, not only is Ezekiel extra on point, staying character. When Sheba came out, when he ran up and said, "Hold up, Carol, put your gun down." And we saw Sheba come in and kill him. I was like, oh, shit. I was excited. I think that's the best moment of my life.
See, the reason why I didn't really care for it is because he was like, "Hold on, Carol, save your bullets." I'm like, now y'all worried about saving bullets? I've been seeing y'all waste bullets the last two episodes.
He told her to save the bullets right now because Sheba's coming. He seen it. He heard it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's want me a tiger so damn bad right now.
All right. Any more likes you have?
I mean, yo, Sheba's enough. Yo, we can fill up like three pages with Sheba. Just alone. Just, I love when she bit the guy. I love when she attacked the guy. I love when he said, hold up. We can talk about all of that.
Yeah, Sheba's pretty cool. Like, that'd be pretty cool if she's the one that kills Negan. But since Rick has let it be known that he's the one that's going to kill Negan.
Every episode.
Every damn episode.
So. All right. I'm going to kill you. You. You're good. Negan, shut the fuck up. You already know what I'm going to do to you. I already told you. Okay, Rick. We already know what you're going to do to Negan.
All right. So the dislikes. The fake good savior guy. Okay, actually, I wanted to put him on my likes. I liked
actually,
him.
That was a like and dislike.
Yeah.
Actually, you liked it, and I told you I disliked it.
Yeah. So
it was like a 50-50.
I liked it, because I was like, oh, shit, like, is this guy good or bad? And once again, I should have known he was bad, because they do it so good.
I didn't like it, because I knew he wasn't bad.
Yes, because you kept saying he was too clean.
When they first showed it, Nicole was like, oh my God, don't kill him. And I'm like, hold up, that guy's evil. He's too clean. Like, how's a guy that's a prisoner that they make it work that clean? Yeah, he has piss on himself. He peed on himself. Mm-hmm. But look at his upper body, how good he's shaved. His whole being is I'm taking care of.
Right.
So I told Nicole, like, he's too clean to be a bad guy. I mean, I'm sorry. He's too clean to be a good guy.
Right. So, we didn't like it, or kind of both of us, well, yeah, you didn't like it, I didn't like it, when he's doing all his, like, his talking, like, he's telling him his whole plans.
I don't like that in no show.
Yeah.
In no show, no movie, do I like a guy telling his plans, like, oh, yeah, you thought I was good, but I'm really evil. I'm really gonna kidnap your daughter. I'm really gonna do this. Yeah. I'm really gonna shoot your brother in the back. I don't like that. Why are you telling all your plans?
Yeah.
Why did you put, who did he have at the gunpoint? Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, he had Jesus at gunpoint. That tells you he's evil within itself. Like, who put Jesus at gunpoint?
Yeah. But anyway. Well, by that point, we knew he was not good when he had Jesus at gunpoint.
Yeah, Jesus at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, but besides having Jesus at gunpoint, he going to say, oh, yeah, you thought I was good. But I wasn't. I was bad. I'm a bad guy.
Do you know how hard it is to pee on yourself? I kind of like that.
I peed on myself on purpose. You know how hard it is? It's like it knows you have pain. Right. I don't know what he said, but I just know he just, you know, spilled everything.
slammed on Maggie's.
It is. Yo, that's the part I really dislike. Like, they just want us to hate him. He's just going to stamp on the prenatal pills. Like we're going to say, oh. He got it done now.
Right.
When he stepped on that, I'm like, what the fuck? Right. This scene don't make no fucking sense.
And then I was like, okay, Maggie, now that bitch Maggie's gonna die because she doesn't have her prenatal pills? Like, no, that's not how it works, dude. She's not gonna die because she don't have her prenatal pills.
But you know what? That may be true. Because, man, we don't know how that shit works. We make a shit. I'm gonna step on this and that. Oh, Megan's dead already.
She's dead now. No prenatal pills.
She didn't have her pill for today.
Man, I don't think Lori took not one prenatal pill the whole time she was pregnant when little Gracie came out okay.
That's what I said. That part may be a little true. Because there's probably a lot of men in the writing room and we don't know how that shit works.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I'm gonna step on a pill and that's
that means Maggie might die. Maggie might die that day.
She gotta take it that day.
Yeah.
They stole it yesterday.
And then to me, it was already 2 days. On the pill and
3 days in a row, it's gone.
It's like, oh, these pills are no longer good. Like, what the fuck? Are you telling me every single pill got smashed? Like, he stepped on? I don't know. It was just like, are you telling me there's no pills that's salvageable out of that whole bottle? Okay. It was weird.
It was weird. But I already knew. When he stepped up, like, oh, nah. They make me work. I'm like, they ain't make you do shit, man. You just ironed that outfit. It's freshly pressed.
Yeah, those jeans were clean before the piss. So.
Yeah, that was like some pissy pressed jeans. khakis, I'm sorry.
No, they were jeans. They were jeans.
They were jeans?
Yeah.
Pissy pressed jeans.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he took care with each crease. So I knew he was a bad guy.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, if we're talking about the whole fake savior guy, like, I'm kind of tired of this. Like, every other episode, they have someone, like, the coming to Jesus moment. Like, should I be killing? If you're having doubt on we should be killing or not, why are you even there?
We keep having them episodes. Like, we had Carol.
Morgan.
We had Morgan.
Rick.
Oh, Rick. We had Rick and Carl. His feelings for
it's
the
like
longest.
All of them go through this bullshit.
But it's like, yeah, Carl is like Carl this season and Jesus this season.
Every season they got to have at least one person.
They're like, you know what? They surrendered. No, them are bad guys.
I know Jesus was not there when the Terminus people or who they've let him gone before and they've come. Oh, the Terminus. Remember they left the Terminus people.
Yep.
Rick said, let's finish him. But I did like how some people were saying, okay, this is the
trash people.
The thing of war. Like, what do you do? Like, do you just, are they supposed to just execute these people?
Yes.
It sounds sick, and I'm not trying to make it sound like just killing's easy, but at this point, you guys killed like 20 people. Like,
they were killing people left and right. They were knocking people off.
Right. So I don't know what a few more is going to do, like, personally. Seems like once you kill X amount of people.
You kill 15 people. I don't see why not wipe up the whole city. Like, it's like, we have to let some survive so they can reproduce.
To me, it's like once you kill a certain amount of people, it seems like you just be okay with killing people. Now, I'm not advocating for killing people. It's wrong. It's wrong. But it's like not the same as someone that killed one person. It's like, okay, they might not do it ever again.
Well, this is wrong up until the zombie apocalypse.
Well,
in the zombie apocalypse, you may have to kill a person or two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any other way.
I don't understand why Jesus got in his Jesus moment like halfway through the killing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he don't like I killed 20 people, but now, wait a minute, their hands are up. We gotta let them survive.
Especially this guy's clearly dangerous. You let him surrender. He could have been.
Jesus said, hey, I know you piss yourself. What are you doing with that gun in your hand? Jesus, you know why he having a gun in his hand. He's about to kill you.
It just didn't make sense why they let him. And then even Tara saying, like, why are you letting him die? We need to kill him. I was thinking, shut the fuck up, Tara, and just kill him. You have a gun in your hand. Why are you asking
Tara
Jesus what he's doing?
Tara had the gun pointed, asking Jesus what his thoughts were.
Yeah.
And Jesus was like, if you're just a worker, why do you have a gun? Why are you pointing at me? That scene didn't belong. But I know they had to put it in there to fill up the episode, so.
And then that whole... You know, I'll talk to Maggie. She'll listen to me. You know, you talk to Maggie, but I'll talk to Rick. What the fuck are you guys talking about? I just didn't care for that.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'll talk to Maggie. She'll listen to me. Y'all are grown motherfuckers.
I was thinking, dude.
Yo, why did y'all paper six rock? Paper six a rock right now. And see what it's going to be. I mean, do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Flip a coin for that shit.
I mean, my only thing is, I don't know. I don't know what other choice they have to tell those people to go and don't come back.
You can't.
But then what are they going to do is reconvene? I mean, maybe they will. Maybe they won't. You don't know. Right.
Going back to the serious mode, and I don't know if you have this as a dislike or like, but I think the end of the episode when they had the guy that Rick knew in Atlanta, when they have him saying, yeah, you know, that was a long time ago, but we're going to take you to Negan. How he changed characters. Like, he's no longer Team Rick or this, that. He's fully, Terminus.
He's fully Savior.
I think that was letting us know that all these people are fully Savior. That the people that they're trying to save, they're holding prisoner, they surrender, lest I kill them. I think they're fully Savior. I think this is going to come back and bite us, period. And the reason I say yes, because me and Nicole, we're walking with Rick. We're in Alexandria too. We're there. We're there strong.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Morales. That's a big dislike.
Oh, look, his name Morales?
Yeah, or I guess that's his last name. I looked it up. I suppose that's his last name.
Okay. I didn't know who the fuck he was. I'm like, I remember kind of seeing him.
Yeah, like,
when I was surprised Rick remembered him.
Well, Rick had to, like, tell him, like, hey, your name is Morales. Last time I saw you was in, like, season one, episode two.
Yeah, I was shocked. Like, Rick, hold on, you remember Rick? Rick, we've been through a lot. Right. I don't remember him.
No, and
I watched, like, every episode, like, three times already.
Right. Now, the reason why I don't like it is because it's, once again, a formula that The Walking Dead has already done. So, like, I saw all these articles, like, oh, a person you thought dead maybe coming back. And it, like, had pictures of, like, Lori. Like, you know, it tried to, like, fake us out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, whoever they bring back is not going to be. They did it with Merle. They did it with Morgan. Like,
yeah.
You guys done it too many times. Beth. Oh, she's here. Like, you know, so many people disappear for a while. I mean, what do we call him? Sweet Braids? What do we call the guy that went to the 24 show?
No, we did call Struggle Braids. No, who called him Struggle Braids? Let's get that correct.
Chantel.
Chantel called him Struggle Braids. We didn't call him that.
Chantel Tiffany.
Don't put that on this.
So Chantel called him that. I'm like, okay, we already know Struggle Braids is going to come back. It's just like, I'm tired of this bullshit of like these random people coming back like, and we're supposed to be like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, a callback to season one. Oh my God,
it's Struggle Braids.
Like, I don't give a fuck about Morales. I don't care how clever they think it is.
Struggle Braids with the Savior now.
You know, they brought someone from season one back. I don't care. Like, you know, it doesn't, him coming back and then now him coming back being on the opposite side and him coming back and as if, once again, acting as if, like, him and Rick has zero relationship. Like, I know he said that's a long time ago. The whole point of him being there is just stupid to me. It's like, okay, you guys done this so many times. I'm not getting excited. So what, you brought someone back from season one? Big whoop. You know? In season 10, you guys are going to bring somebody back from season 3.
They brought somebody back from season 1 that we, like, barely remember.
Barely.
Because when you said, oh, yeah, that is the guy from season 1. I looked at, like, I said, he looked familiar, but I thought I knew him from another show, which I probably do.
Man, when they did it with Merle, I was impressed. I was like, whoa, there goes Merle. Everyone was. They did it with Morgan. Whoa, that was pretty cool. But y'all can't keep pulling that same shit, especially with someone we didn't even know. We knew Morgan because he had, like, a full, like, one-on-one with Rick.
They did it with the extra. This guy was extra.
Merle's had, like, Merle, I swear, was in episode one, episode two. Or he might just be
have no talking lines.
Maybe he has some talking lines, like, you know.
He was just there. He was just standing up. We just knew he was with us.
I mean, I just want to see who he's related to as far as the production goes. Like, somebody's cousin. And he was like, dude, I haven't had work since season one. Put me on. Let me be a savior. And they're like, okay, come on back, dude.
We never bring somebody back.
We never officially killed you, so come on back.
They don't think it's dead.
Yeah, so.
Or that they think it's dead.
Oh, wait. They brought the guy that the governor was friends with. Yo, I mean, they did this shit a lot of times. If you would have impressed
me, bring back Tyrese.
Some bullshit. All of it. All of it is.
Bring back everybody hates Chris.
Man, there's no way he can come back.
Can I let him come back with like half a head or something? I'm impressed.
I mean, what's done is done. All I'm saying, they better not do it again. And we already know they're going to do it with Struggle Braids. We just like know that's happening.
Oh, it's coming.
So it's just like,
as soon as his 24 run is over, it's coming.
Oh, that's done.
No, you know, that first part is done. He's coming back on 24.
24? You think he's going to come back again?
Come on.
All right.
If he ain't back on Walking Dead, he's coming back on 24 again.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, we skipped a dislike. And it's actually, it's highlighted. So.
Oh, you highlighted and circled it. Yeah. What dislike was this?
This is, they were like so heavy-handed on Eric. And I know we can say officially he didn't die yet, but either way, it was still heavy-handed because of the fact that he got hurt.
It was heavy-handed because he just got brave all of a sudden.
Like, this dude was like, boom, 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 like shooting, you know, powering his gun off, killing people. I'm like, what the fuck? He went from...
Yeah, like they told him, like, yeah, y'all go do this. He's like, no, I got it. I'm like, oh, he's about to die.
This is me. He's like, and then he tried to tell Aaron, these are our people.
Like, like, he just had the most talking role.
I was like, what the fuck?
They were just so heavy-handed with it.
It was way too much. And I don't care if they let him survive next week. Oh, well, it's still dislike because they were doing the most. Like, it was just too much. Aaron, every time, is staring off at him, scared he's going to die. Oh, no. Like, y'all shouldn't be out here.
You know what I thought about while he was shooting? Tropic Thunder. You know, he was doing cartwheels, shooting one hand, shooting over the barrel. He would hit his mark every time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy's about to die. Why is he able to do the most?
So much of this episode was like a parody of a different thing. I think they watched, like, you know, Tropic Thunder. What's the one I said with Marlon Wayans and them? You know, I swear they did too much. Everything was a parody. I bet you we find out that the writers were, like, big fans of that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but overall, yeah. I mean, that was actually decent.
Yeah, if you like excuse all the bullshit and just laugh it off.
Yeah, if you just laugh it off like me and Nicole are doing right now.
Yeah.
It was decent.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there next Sunday. I won't miss an episode. Don't get me wrong. I won't miss an episode. Right. But it's just like, I want that feeling I used to have when Walking Dead, like an episode came off and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And you just want to talk about it all night and that's all you're thinking about, and it doesn't get
I remember those days.
Yeah.
We talk about, like, what's that movie I seen, you know, a couple of zombies got killed. Yeah. They go, like, no, that was Walking Dead last night. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Unless they do something different.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, as I said, its only choice right now is to kill Rick. It can't be anybody. It can't be even Carl. It can't be Michonne. It has to be Rick.
No, babe. They got to do, you know, the unthinkable.
What is that?
They got to kill Rick's daughter. They got to kill the baby.
Oh, even Gracie came back. Oh, man. Remember?
They got to kill the baby.
They pulled the fake Oru on her, too. There's blood on her car seat. Yeah,
I'm joking.
Yeah, they was doing too much.
People listening like, oh, you know, Gary ain't shit. I'm joking.
Man, they killed a baby on Game of Thrones.
They killed a baby on, what's the show, what? X, Z, World War Z, or...
World War Z? They killed a baby on there?
No, what was that show that was... It's still on the air.
Oh, Z Nation.
Z Nation.
Okay.
Remember the baby was a walker?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm calling it a walker, but the baby was a zombie?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't want to see the baby die. I just need Rick to die. That's what's going to happen.
I actually don't want Rick to die, because I actually like his character. But they got to just take out... I don't even know they had to take out somebody. They have to do something that we haven't seen before. They have to recreate a storyline. There's something that has to happen that's just spectacular.
Eugene kill Rick.
Or it don't have to be a killing. Stop it. Or it's got to be a calm. That's what they're missing.
Yeah.
I think there has to be a calm. And then last episode, boom. Something spectacular happened there. We're like, oh, shit. I can't wait next season. It was too calm. I should have known it was too calm.
All right.
Oh, they killed everybody with the bomb. But that's what they need. They need a calm. Because the last couple of episodes just been hectic, hectic, hectic. They survived. Hectic, they survived. Hectic, they survived. We need a calm episode where life is good. It's like Little House on the Prairie. They planting their little flowers, their fruits. Everything's good. They're holding hands, going to see Pastor Gabriel at the church. Everything's perfect. And then boom. Negan. Come about out of nowhere. I don't know. It has to be something spectacular, something different. They need to switch it up.
I agree. All right. So if you guys would like to be part of the podcast and leave your feedback, hit us up dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we would discuss your feedback on the podcast. We have an email today from Chantel. Hey guys, I can't wait to hear what everyone thought about last night's episode. While I wasn't blown away, I didn't hate it like some critics did. I was not a fan of the art house style camera angles, especially the cheesy one of each person walking at the end of the episode. Oh my gosh, I didn't get to that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cheesy.
Like, what the fuck? Y'all had like 3 more minutes of episode left, and y'all like, okay, let's just show slow mo everybody's face.
Everybody, let's not do nothing. Like, where the fuck are you, Daryl?
Yeah, just come on.
Like, I mean, we don't even know why Daryl's looking like that.
Yeah. And so she continues, it might have been okay in the beginning because it threw you off kilter a bit and created a sense of unease, but at the end, not so much. I have to admit, I love Murder, Inc., Morgan. Murder, Inc., Morgan.
Oh, you know what? That is a big like.
Yeah, when he got him, he just started killing everybody. Boom, boom. I don't know why he didn't kill that guy that was outside, though. The guy that was like, you switch sides or whatever that guy. And I swear, like,
That guy was high as hell. He was like a hippie. Hey, Morgan, you switch sides, man.
I want to go back because I swear, when Morgan's walking up to him, that guy has a gun.
He has a gun in his hand. Then when Morgan got to him, the gun
was no gun. I'm like, did they realize, oh shit, you ain't supposed to have a gun? And they took the gun from him. I don't know. Yeah. Something was up with that. It was weird. All right, so she says, he had absolutely no chill, a gun in each hand, firing without hesitation. Lenny James is such an exquisite actor. I know I say that all the time. No, he is. He is really good. When the anger overtook him, you saw it in his face and throughout his body. His posture changed. Somebody has got to give that man an award.
Right.
Yeah. Morgan was good.
Yo, that's who I was going to be for Halloween, but after Gabriel, I thought he was going to shit his pants. I thought he was going to die, so I said, fuck it. I'll be a pastor.
The entire time that Rick was looking at the baby, Gracie, in the crib, I was freaking out. It reminded me of when Tyrese was distracted by the picture of Noah and his brother, and he ended up getting killed. I thought this could be it for Mr. Grimes. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think of it. Yeah, but there is some similarities, and that would have been kind of cool for him to get taken right then. I mean, he got...
Oh, you're so obsessed with Rick getting killed. Why? Why? What's the obsession?
I mean, I like Rick. Rick is probably one of my favorite characters, but it's bigger than him. I'm doing this for the show. Okay? This is what the show needs right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so sad for Eric. Although I saw it coming when he suddenly became super brave and was running around from point to point firing his weapon. Look at it this way. If he dies, the actor will be free to play Jared Kushner in an inevitable made-for-TV movie. Yeah, he actually would. He would make a good Jared.
Right.
All right. All in all, on a scale of 1 to 10... I give this one a solid 6. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. I hope things pick up soon. Have a fantastic week, guys.
But Chantel, if you don't hate it, you don't love it. It got to be a 4. It got to be a 4 or a 5.
Yeah, it got to be under 5. But, yeah. Once again, her Twitter name is @fashionfaith. So, thank you so much for writing in.
Thank you. We also got a message from Tamara. Question for you guys. Like, what the fuck is the turnaround on the death of the zombies? It used to be like hours, days. Now it's like 5 damn minutes. This shit is not cool. We talked about that last season. We need a rule book. We already said that already. We need a rule book. But if you watch Fear, you will know that there's like a scientific method.
Yeah, like
to the size, the height, and everything. To how fast they turn. Like if they're like so many inches tall to weigh so much. But that's just Fear. There's a method to it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have talked about this in the past. And I think they kind of tried to bring it up in the show as well. Like they tried to make it sound as if there is no real determination as far as when someone can turn. It could be hours like Bob. It could be seconds, you know. I don't know, and I guess in this case, they do whatever's convenient for the storyline, I would say. Which, in the storyline this week, it was, we need in the turn, like, I'm guessing, let's just say the shooting was taking place over an hour, you know?
It didn't take place over an hour. It was, like, a good 5-10 minutes.
Okay, so, I don't know. I mean, I did see that, and I did kind of call into question that, but... All right, now for our award and prediction. Gary... I ain't fearing shit. Who do you have? Oh, and thanks, Friday and Tamara and Chantel. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, Chantel, for writing in.
Thank you,
in.
Tamara. Thanks, Chantel. All
right, Gary. I ain't fearing shit. Who do you got?
Come on. I have no other than the king. He wasn't fearing shit. He went through the levels all smiles. He was ready for war. He didn't plan on dying today. He didn't plan on defeat. The king is everything in this show. He ain't fearing shit. That's what I got. Who you got? Oh, she got the king too. Okay, let's go move on.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't really have anyone. Like, they all did the same shit, you know? They were all in danger. They all went and faced the danger.
What?
Yeah, I mean, King Ezekiel, yeah, he went off and fought, but so did Rick, so did Daryl, so did Carol, so did Tara and Halfway Jesus and Morgan.
But everybody else looks scared. Hold up. We have Morgan. Morgan said that he cannot die. And you don't have him?
I mean, I guess if I'm going to pick someone, I'll pick Morgan. I ain't finished it.
Oh, so you pick him over the king. Oh, you really don't like the king, do you?
I mean, if you think about it, Morgan, Rick, Daryl, they were off by themselves. The king had his people. He was surrounded by 20 folks. So
Morgan wasn't out by himself.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of was.
I mean, he was around the guys that got shot for him.
Okay, either way, I pick Morgan. That's it.
Are you picking Morgan because I named him?
I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way about the episode, so I really don't have anyone that, like, impressed me more than the next person.
So the king didn't impress you at not, like,
just he didn't impress bit. Me more than Rick.
Just by the smiles on his face, by faking till we make it.
This ain't who has the coolest lines. This is I ain't fearing shit. And, you know, he didn't impress me with I ain't fearing shit. I don't think he deserves it. If anybody, maybe Rick, Daryl, Morgan, somebody that was by themselves, like going door to door and shit by themselves, like that's scary. I ain't fearing shit. I'm gonna give it to Morgan.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you.
We have a king hater here.
I don't hate the king. It's just, you know.
See, I don't like the character. But let's move on.
All right. Most likely to die. Who you got?
Most likely to die. I have Rick. I'm just playing. Rick is not going to die. Most likely to die. I have Aaron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be something Walking Dead would do. Like, you make us think that it's going to be Eric that dies, but then it turns out it's going to be Aaron. So, okay. That's a good one. I'm going to say, I'm trying to think if they're going to go back to Negan this week. So if they are, I'm going to say Pastor Gabriel. Yeah, I'm going to say Pastor Gabriel.
Okay, I have Aaron. Yeah, Pastor Gabriel.
All right. Well, that's it. Once again, you guys, we'd love to hear from you. dead@theverdictsin.com. Also, be sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't done so. That we greatly appreciate that. And check out all of our other podcasts. You can go to our website, theverdictsin.com, to see what else we're working on. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.